Smoke billows from Azovstal Steelworks in Mariupol, one of the many gargantuan industrial assets here owned by Ukraine's richest man, Rinat Akhmetov. Akhmetov employs more than 300,000 people region-wide, and this plant alone produces 4 to 5 million tons of steel per year for markets around the world. So far, during this uprising in Ukraine's two most heavily industrialized regions, the business community has kept quiet. But on an economic level, war is the ultimate recession. If the Donetsk People's Republic were to secede from Ukraine, it would only be recognized by a handful of countries, cutting off vital export markets in Europe and elsewhere. With this in mind, business leaders are now using their army of workers to exert a new influence on events here. They form patrols that have removed armed groups from checkpoints and occupied buildings around Mariupol. On Friday, the businessmen signed a memorandum with police, union leaders and some separatists, renouncing political violence and calling for the disarmament of all armed groups. The directors of two steelworks owned by Akhmetov have been leading the patrols themselves. Yuri Zinchenko said it was important to take the views of the separatists into account, but not at such a cost.
All of us have good brains. We don't want to turn Donetsk into a war zone. All of us understand that this is just destruction. This is the road to nowhere.
There are now around 100 groups of men patrolling Mariupol, each consisting of 6 to 8 workers and 2 policemen. The workers recently forced separatists to abandon the Mariupol administration building, but as they patrolled there for the cameras on Friday, tensions were still high, and many in the watching crowd, like Alexander Sukovsky, felt betrayed.
Patrolling is a good thing, but you must understand, this is not a patrol. It is just a PR stunt from Comrade Akhmetov. Akhmetov is trying to show all of us that he is the real boss of the entire region.
Separatists who had met with the steel companies tried to win over the crowd, with mixed results.
The sense of this memorandum is to request the authorities in Kiev to pull their troops back from the borders of Mariupol and to dismantle the roadblocks.
Don't lie to people. Don't try to trick us.
The memorandum calls for the removal of armed forces on both sides from the city. But on Friday night, the Ukrainian military was still controlling access in and out. Patrick Wells, VOA News, Mariupol, Ukraine.